American Sphinx, The Character of Thomas Jefferson, by Joseph J. Ellis. Dedication, for Edmund S. Morgan. Preface and Acknowledgement. Any aspiring biographer of Jefferson, recognizing the ink already spilled and the libraries already filled, might do well to recall the young Virginian's famous words of 1776, which is to say that no one should undertake yet another book on Thomas Jefferson for light and transient causes. In fact, prudence dictates, and a decent respect of the opinions of mankind requires, that the publication of all new books about that man from Monticello be accompanied by a formal declaration of the causes that have impelled the author to undertake the effort. My own defense would begin over 30 years ago when I entered graduate school at Yale to study early American history. It is impossible to avoid Jefferson while attempting to master the story of the American Revolution, since his career crisscrosses the major events of the era, and his ideas, or at least the ideas for which he became the most eloquent spokesman, define the central themes of the story of the emerging American Republic. Moreover, I was a native Virginian who, like Jefferson, had graduated from the College of William and Mary. I even had reddish-blonde hair like Jefferson, and had learned how to disguise my insecurities behind a mask of enigmatic silence. It was therefore natural for me, once ensconced in the former cradle of New England Puritanism and Federalism, to identify with Jefferson's edgy doubts about the arrogant austerities and quasi-Arctic climate of New England. My eventual mentor in graduate school, Edmund S. Morgan,